Let's once again, we welcome all our visitors that have come here, especially those who accompany our brethren for the dedication of their babies. We will do that shortly after I have also prophesied. Me too, I am a prophet. Now I want to prophesy. Anybody that say God is say is prophesying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there is need for us, like Apostle Peter said, even though you already know these things, he said, there is need to keep being reminded. Because we need to explain some of these things that are going on in the body of Christ for the believers not to be stumbled. We'll continue to say them, repeat them. Don't be tired of hearing it because you have heard it before. Somebody is hearing it for the first time. Or somebody is hearing it and getting clearer understanding each time we speak about it. Like I said the other time, people expect some of us to make comment also concerning the nonsense that is going on in Christendom. Nonsense that is going on. Nonsense that is going on. And he who seeks will find. Listen to me. Don't just come to church. Don't just change religion. Change your faith. Don't just belong to a church. But be sure that you know why you have given your life to Christ. And make sure that you are in the right bearing. And this will come only if you study. And everyone that studies will ask questions. When I gave my life to Christ, I had to ask a question after I read the Bible to some extent, the New Testament. I asked naturally, why are we having different denominations, Redeemed, Catholic, this one, all of them? Why? When did it break to that? Because I didn't see this in the Bible. So if you ask, God has a way of leading you to know what happened and why it is so. If you go to church, look at the church world today, you will see somebody that is very, very genuinely anointed, but it's a fornicator. And the anointing is increasing. It's a murderer. It's a liar. But the anointing is increasing. If you are studying, you will ask, what is this? Because you know anything he say come to pass. It's through him I receive my healing miracle. This is how you study. And I borrow a word again from Apostle Paul, verse 51, 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
That's all. Say it again.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
And he was going to talk about the body change. But in my own case, I will show you a mystery of the kingdom. And this mystery that we need to know is what I have preached before, that I titled Salvation is Not for All. But today, I retitled that exhortation. I said, who did Jesus die for? Who did Jesus die for? He did not die for all. Yes, he died for all. But who are these all? It's not the whole world that he died for. It's not. And this is the mystery you need to understand. Because if you study the Bible, you will also understand something. You will ask this question again. God knows tomorrow from today, correct? Correct? He created Adam and Eve. Did he not know that when he was creating the serpent and bringing him to that family, into that garden, did he not know that the serpent, Satan will use the serpent to destroy Adam and Eve? Did he not know? No, tell me now. Did he know? No, but why did he still bring him to them? Now, this is how we study the Christian faith. How can you, God, every day you call me your son, your son? Okay, not even that. Look at the church history and see how believers were tortured. See what they went through. See the problems they went through. And it appeared as if God is powerless. And yet, we say he's the Almighty. And he was watching his children being messed up. It's a mystery. You will ask questions. Why? Why? This is how you wade your way through and find your bearing in Christian faith and know how to walk with him. Acts chapter 15 and verse 12. Maybe let's read it from verse 12. There's something there
that
the apostle was talking about.
Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying,
listen to what James, Apostle James, said.
Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return.
You see that verse 15 again.
And to this agree the
verse
words.
Verse 14.
Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles.
How he did visit the Gentiles.
To take out of them a people for
did
his
it,
name.
To take all of them.
A people.
To take all the Gentiles to himself.
A people.
To do what? To take out of the Gentiles a people for his name. He is to take a group of people out of the Gentiles for his name. In another scripture in Isaiah, he said that where his name was not called, he will be called upon. A people that they say are not his people will become his people. He was referring to Brother Moses and who else? Who else? Who else? Who else now? Now, why I say you will ask question is because a Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus desiring her child to be healed. What did Jesus say? He said, I didn't come for Gentiles. I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It is not proper to give the children's food to dogs. But this dog now that you call dogs, they have now occupied a higher position than those you say children. It's a mystery. And I show you a mystery. That when he says, please, let's finish reading that scripture. Verse 14 again and 15.
Simeon had declared how God had the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
Yes.
And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written.
It has been prophesied.
After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord who doeth all these things. Known
now,
unto
this
God,
is the verse I am emphasizing. What did he say?
Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Again.
Known unto God.
Unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Known. Nothing comes by surprise. That you are sitting down here, you are converted. From the beginning of the world, God knew that you will be converted. He will work on you. You'll be here even today. Praise the Lord. The salvation, the plan for salvation, salvation plan of God began before Christ was crucified. Is somebody understanding me? Now, Bible study, what they do? The salvation plan of God, salvation, it began before Christ was crucified. Because as far as God was concerned, Revelation 13 and verse 8, see when Christ was crucified.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain.
When was the Lamb slain?
From the foundation of the world.
When was Christ Jesus slain?
From the foundation of the world.
From the foundation of the world, Christ was slain, killed. But it manifested only in AD 33. Was the foundation of the world, before the world began, did it begin in 1933? Why? Because John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, we are doing Bible study.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Uh-huh.
The same was in the beginning
in
with
the
God.
In the beginning with God. And that word, verse 14.
And the word was made flesh.
And the word that was in the beginning with God and was God himself.
Was made flesh.
Was made flesh. Where? In the womb of a virgin woman. So, which beginning? In the beginning. Beginning means the starting point. That is called beginning. Remember that God has no beginning, has no end. So it is a program he has that has a beginning. When in the beginning, listen to me very well. In the beginning was the word. The word there is logos, thought. Was a thought. That thought was with God. Which thought? That thought, hallelujah, that thought came from a decision he made, and by a foreknowledge, how that decision will go. What is the decision? The decision to create man and put him on the earth here and give him the commission to be fruitful and replenish the earth, knowing something had happened and the earth was wiped away. Because Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 and verse 2. Genesis chapter 1. This is
in the beginning.
Now, this beginning is different from the beginning for salvation.
God created the heaven and the earth.
That is the day that God decided to create the heavens and the earth.
And the earth was without form and void.
Now, this is where we are going. How can God create something and it will become void and has no form? It simply means something happened that render the earth to be without form and void. Something happened that cleared the whole earth, that God had to rearrange the earth again and decided, even English language tells you the word replenish. It means something existed before. It is no more. You are now to restore, bring back. Refill the earth is to replenish. Refill. It was filled before. It was removed. Now refill it. I show you a mystery. That's where we are going. Listen very well. Because you will hear this teaching in prosperity churches. The This is reserved for the bride of Jesus Christ. With the Issachar anointing. Hallelujah. If you have heard me before, listen. Because God can tell me to just one, make just one statement that may just be a key that will unlock an understanding for you. And so, in the beginning, God decided he will create man. But this man, Satan is going to do what he did before the world became void and without form. Satan is going to destroy it. And therefore, God saw the law. The soul that sinned shall die. Man will die. But looking at them, foreknowledge now. God, who knows all things, saw two groups of people. That one group, if he offers salvation to the whole world, one group will believe. Another group, the second group, no matter how you say it, they will never believe. And since there are some that if he offers mercy to them, they will accept it. Should he allow them to also perish with those who will never believe? Therefore, another attribute of God was ignited. Mercy. Mercy. Not because you worked for it. For while we were yet sinners, he died for us. By grace are ye saved, not by works. That is why nobody can boast. The mercy of God was projected. Then, John 1:1 comes in. In the beginning, there was a thought. What is that thought? The thought of how he will save that group that we believe. And there is another law. And it is the law of redemption. That law will come up. And the only one that will be qualified under that law for redemption, no man on earth will be qualified, because all men are all condemned. Somebody who is under a curse cannot deliver another one that is under a curse. A prisoner cannot save another prisoner. A poor man cannot make another poor man rich. No man was qualified. That's why you see Revelation chapter 5. John saw that book sealed with seven seals. Inside and outside. And no man was qualified to collect that book from the hand of he that seated on that throne. And while he was crying, one of the elders shouted, John, don't cry. Can we read that verse? John, Revelation chapter 5.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
Yes.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book?
Who is worthy to open the book?
And to loose the seals thereof.
And this is... Okay, go ahead.
And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look there.
That is why when the worshippers of William Branham tried to make us believe, when we didn't know about this verse, that in 1963, the angels came down and said, he should go, it's time to open the seal. We were all like parrots saying, no man was qualified. No man was qualified. Until we have seen this scripture now, we say, a lie. Read it again.
Verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book?
Who is worthy to open the book?
And to lose the seven, to lose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven.
In heaven.
Nor in earth.
In earth.
Neither under the earth. Was able to open the book.
None.
Neither to
look. Even to look to see what is in the book. That nobody was qualified.
And I wept much.
I wept.
Because no man was
found. Because why will he weep? Because salvation, the secret of salvation is in that book. That book is the sea of oil of this earth. That was given to Adam. But Adam lost it. So the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The authority returned to the owner of the earth. Satan did not collect the sea of oil. He only made God to remove the sea of oil from man. The authority that was given to him to have dominion over the earth until he had all power. All animals bow before man. But when the authority was removed from him, he became powerless. Now he's running away from animals, from snake, from lion, from scorpion, from even mosquito. But who is worthy to return that authority back to man? What did he say in the next verse?
And I wept, verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me.
One of the elders, the 24 elders.
Uh-huh. Weep not. Behold.
Who?
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
Uh-huh.
The root of David.
Uh-huh.
Hath prevailed to open the book.
Uh-huh.
And to loose the seven seals thereof.
Who was qualified?
The Lord Jesus.
You are not excited because you have not caught the revelation. No, no, that is the truth. I didn't say you should be excited. I didn't say so. Don't shout. Keep quiet. Until you understand. Don't talk. But if you understand, talk. Express the joy of salvation. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord. Listen, church. The next verse. Who did they see? If you don't know the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain.
Hey, as it had been slain.
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Hallelujah.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Therefore, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The plan for authority to be returned to man, it will be by redemption process. And the only one qualified will be a sinless man. A man that does not come under the curse. That is the reason Jesus came by the virgin birth. It's not the seed of any man. It was the Holy Ghost that placed that seed there. Not Joseph, the husband of Mary. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I get very excited when I consider the salvation plan that found me. It's very exciting. Very, very exciting. When you study, not just people when they go to church, they don't even know why they go to church. When you call Jesus, you don't even know the meaning of that Jesus. You don't even know who he is. That's why you use it for exclamation. That's why when they bring those pastors who don't know anything about what happened, they bring comedian to come and jest with the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, if that comedian joke with the name of the father, of the biological father of that pastor, you will warn him, stop that. But he can do anything with the name of Jesus. It is knowledge they don't have. And so God himself now set the plan for redemption. All was going on in his mind. How that he will bring the Lord Jesus Christ, a man. And through the shedding of blood, he will pay the price for our redemption. That happened in the beginning. It didn't happen in AD 33. On the cross of Calvary. It happened first. It was designed in the mind of God. A program of God. That is why Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1. Now we use it for adoption. But let's go deeper in that verse.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children.
Now listen. Pastor Lumine, listen very well, because we are going deeper than what we used to say concerning this verse. Listen. This scripture, we have used it to preach adoption. Last night, I was just going through this scripture again, and I noticed it's deeper than that. It's talking about salvation plan generally. This is where you see predestination. This is where you see that God already saw his children that were in bondage. And he likened them to children who didn't know any better than to live the type of life that they were living. You didn't know, like a little child that will do anything. If he sees his father drinking beer, he will go and follow and drink beer. And so many of us listening to me, that we are going to one shrine before. You were celebrating New Year Festival. You were celebrating. Some of you were even carrying masquerade because you didn't know any better. That is all you grew up to know as a child. Read that verse 2 again.
But it's under tutors and governors on time appointed of the Father.
Now listen again, verse 1. Please, let's start again.
Now I say that the heir.
Now, a heir, that is one that the kingdom belonged to. As long as
he is a child.
That is, you know nothing. You know nothing. You differ not.
Nothing from a servant.
From a servant.
Though he be Lord of all.
Though, brethren, we are. Authority over this earth belongs to our Father. We are kings and priests with God. Are you hearing me? Oh, glory be to God. It is not after you receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost was only to announce you. You were already there in the mind of God. But you were still in unbelief because you didn't know any better. You did not know any better. Please read it again.
Verse 3.
Yes.
Even so
we,
when we were children, were in bondage under the elements
of the world. Under the elements of the world. Where a woman thinks that she is beautiful. Eve, she paints her face like, because if Jezebel was so attractive until a king will marry her, that means I will marry a better husband if I paint myself. You were copying them. You did not know who you were. You were dressing and exposing your private part because you were seeing them on television. And the whole world is hailing them, celebrating them. You were putting those attachments so that you will look like those who do it. It was a life of a copy, unknown to you. Your origin is different. You were doing it. Please read on.
Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son.
Now, you see,
made of a woman.
A program that he has started. When it was now time to activate that program, that is the fullness of time. Oh, glory be to God. That is when that word was made flesh and we beheld him as word. Read it again. John 1:14.
John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word was made flesh.
And the word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us.
And dwelt among us.
And we beheld his glory.
That word, the thought that God thought of how he will bring a savior, it was ignited. It now no longer was a thought. It now became flesh and dwell among us.
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
This is who we know him. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Let's continue.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
When the fullness of the time for that thought to be made flesh came.
God sent forth his son.
He sent him forth.
Made of a woman. Made under the law.
Uh-huh.
To redeem
what
them.
What did he come for?
To redeem them.
In fulfillment of that word. Logos. That plan. To redeem them.
That were under the law.
Uh-huh.
That we might receive the adoption of sons.
Go ahead.
And because ye are sons.
Because we are sons.
God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts.
Say you are.
Crying, Abba. Father.
That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Can you see?
How be it then, when ye did not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are
when
no
you did not know God, you were living anyhow life. That's what the apostle is calling our attention to. Go ahead.
But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God.
Now that you know God, or that God now knows you.
How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements?
How will you then live like the world?
Whereunto you desire again to be in bondage.
Thank you. Let's end it there. Anybody that is living a worldly life, you are living a life of bondage. Anyone that is not able to live a life pleasing before God. Freedom. There is nothing in this world. It adds nothing to your eternal destination. Nothing. Nothing. Every day, man is like grass. So we hit it. When rain falls, it becomes green. Life, life. Wait, a sun is coming. Dry season, fam, and then before you know what, it don't disappear. That is how man is. The mystery here is that we are not saved by accident. So that by the end of this, you will not know that why we say once you are saved, forever you are saved. You cannot be saved today and be lost tomorrow. Because we are not saved by accident. It was planned by God. So that you'll understand why Jesus Christ spoke in John chapter 10. Which verse is that? No man taketh this, my life from me. I laid down my life in John chapter 10.
John chapter 10.
John chapter 10. One of those verses there.
Verse 17.
Go
therefore
ahead.
Doth my father love me.
Listen very well.
Because I lay down my life.
I lay down my life.
That I may take it again.
Next verse.
No man taketh it from
me. No man killed Jesus.
But I lay it down of myself.
It is willingly that he did it.
I have power to lay it down.
He has power to lay down his life.
And I have power to take it
and
again.
And it is not the Pharisees, not Judas that killed Jesus.
This commandment have I received
Jesus
from my father.
Jesus committed suicide. He is the one that offered himself. Don't think that anybody, see, when they came to arrest him, overzealous disciple brought out sword and cut off the ear of one soldier. Jesus said, hey, you think if I want people, I want to fight, my father will bring legion of angels. You know the interesting thing? He took back the ear from the ground and fixed it back. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is the creator. He was Emmanuel. Hallelujah. One time, he wanted to announce to the people who he was. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form and void.
Yes.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
And the Spirit of God did what?
Moved upon the face of the waters.
And one time, he said, go to the other side, I will meet you there. Hallelujah. And before he came out, no, he said, let us go to the other side. Before he came, the boat don't leave him. So how will he cross the sea and meet them there? Then he remembered he created the water. And he began to walk on the water. He began to walk. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And you are doing all this. People could not know who is this. Even the disciples. Let's move to the other side. He went and slept in the lower cabin of the boat. And the devil, marine kingdom, said, you will not pass. But they didn't know who he was. They raised storm. Master, wake up. There is no doubt that we perish. They were crying. We said, oh, you faithless people. Once I have spoken, he come to pass. I said, let's go to the other side. Nothing will stop it. And then he looked at the storm. And what did he say? Peace, be still. And the storm bowed before him. And the disciples say, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Of man is Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, which can human being be this? That he will talk to the storm and the storm will obey. Unknown to them. Hallelujah. It's another mystery. That person that was walking was Emmanuel. Was God in the flesh. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifested in the flesh. Who is Jesus? The image of the invisible God. When you see me, you see my Father. Why are you asking me again? I show you a mystery. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 18, Peter had this
for
to say. Listen to the language.
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained.
Again.
Who verily was foreordained.
The word for. He's telling you in advance. He was ordained. When?
Before the foundation of the world.
When was he ordained?
Before the foundation
in
of the world.
In the beginning was the word.
But was manifest in these last times for you.
He was ordained. In the mind of God. In the program of God that he has set up. Finish that verse 21.
Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
So that you will also now understand Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. Let's read on till I tell
Blessed
you to stop.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to the language of revelated apostles.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
According to what?
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation
of the world. He did not choose you the day you gave your life to Christ. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us.
Our destiny was determined before you were born. While you were yet a sinner, he had made provision already for you. Predestinated us unto what?
Unto the adoption of
children. Adoption of children. We are adopted children through Jesus Christ to himself.
According to the good pleasure.
It is his own good pleasure. Don't ask him, why did you not remove the serpent? It is his good pleasure. For he has created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And we are, he said, who are you to answer him? All of you that go and bleach so that you become this, you are challenging God. There's a reason he made you black. There's a reason he gave you short hair. Don't go and put India hair. You are not an Indian. The thing that makes their hair grow is in their gene. Your gene cannot produce that one. There's a different thing your gene is producing. Stop using cream to scatter your skin. If you are short, there's a reason he made you short. Stop going to carpenter to increase the heel of your shoe. If you are tall, don't try to be short. Glorify God in any estate he has made you. Oh, I know you don't like what I'm saying, especially the women. You would like it. The eyebrow is not meant to be removed. Leave it as it is, so that you won't look like a monkey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He made clothes for us to cover our nakedness. In the Garden of Eden, he made clothes to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve. You are opening your nakedness. That's a psychiatric problem you don't know. Praise the Lord. Don't go and enhance your bum bum. If it is flat, God made it flat. Don't try to look like a pussycat. Carry something and chuck in your eye and like this. Who do you this thing like this? We never finish. Read and finish.
Ephesians 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace.
Yes.
Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Listen very well.
Wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his
will. He made known unto us, through what I'm teaching you now, the mystery of his will.
According to his good pleasure.
According to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. In the beginning was a thought. That what?
That in the dispensation of the fullness
of time. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, what will happen?
He might gather together in one all things.
He will gather everyone, both Jews and Gentiles, everyone gather all together, all in one, all things in Christ. Both
which are in heaven and which are on earth. Uh-huh. In name.
Go on.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Be predestinated.
Be what? It's not by accident. It has been arranged. Predestinated according to the purpose of him
who worketh all things after the counsel of his will.
After the counsel of his will. Verse 13 and 14.
Verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
Yes.
In whom also, after that ye
believed. After that you believed.
You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed
with the Holy Spirit of promise because he predestinated us unto this glory.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
That is why in Ephesians it says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. In chapter 4 verse 30, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. You begin to now understand why we say salvation is not for all. When you begin to see words used in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, verse 46 and verse 47.
And they, continuing dwelling with one accord in the temple, uh-huh, and breaking bread from house to house,
the believers,
did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
Doing what?
Praising God. Praising and having God. Favor with all the people.
Now listen,
and the Lord
added to the church daily, the English word there is, such as should be saved. Because it's not everyone that will be saved. Who are those he asked to the church? Those that should be saved. Those that he has, through foreknowledge, predestinated them unto eternity, unto sonship. Hallelujah. So that when you see verse 2 again, in 1 Peter chapter 1, where we read, see that salutation there. That salutation
elect.
There. What did he say?
Elect.
Elect means chosen. Choosing. The another word for election is choosing. How are you choosing?
According to the foreknowledge.
According to the foreknowledge
of God the Father.
Oh. Go on.
Through sanctification of the Spirit.
Yes.
Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
So you can see salvation is by election. Election through foreknowledge. God did not create anybody to go to hell. You are the one that chose where you want to go. But he knew where you will choose. He knew whether you will choose to follow him or to go your own way. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Because every one of us, he gave us the freedom to make choice. And it's a good choice. Then he will help you fulfill the benefit of that choice you have made. We will continue next week. I never go. I never see the mystery yet. We will talk about them. Can we stand up?